For instance, like Baba keeps say, even later on, in the little ways, when we older in experience, older in living with Baba, I mean, not in age. So when we would watch the newcomers, the one into the ashram life, then we could see more clearly the ways Baba was walking, you know, maneuvering. For instance, Baba would very sweetly, happily say, who should room together? Who would be in this room? Margaret and Rana, you get them together. You cannot imagine. Yes. Simply because outwardly their temperament is different. You understand? For instance, Rana would be so tidy, so meticulous, so geometric in her, the way she would, her sheet would be and her towel would be on the string. We used to say, if we went and measured by the foot ruler, the towel that was on her line in her room, we wouldn't even find it off by a centimeter. Now, in the same room is Margaret, who is very happy-go-lucky. I mean, one shoe could, ballet shoe could be on the bed, the other could be in the corner of the room, the broom might be on the table, or anything like that. I'm just exaggerating, but what I'm trying to tell you is totally different temperaments. And yet, this is how Baba worked out. Worked. So, you see, if Baba created situations, it was for his work. He worked on you, it worked. He did his work, and so after time, when you became familiar with Baba's ways of working, it was wonderful to watch, to see, and of course to be in it. It's not always. Every time something like that happened, all the rest of us would tell ourselves, I'm not going to get caught. This is not going to happen to me, no sir. And you'd find it did.